What's important about this, you know, we do the rankings for two reasons. One, to, inspire people to think about government as a place to work, and people, the American people love rankings. The second reason, though, is to give information to agencies and a framework in which to use that information that they can use to make their organization more productive, a more effective organization. And the good news is that most agency managers get it. These rankings are based on employee feedback to the Office of Personnel Management's Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. And it's based on employee satisfaction with the job, with the organization, whether they'd recommend the organization to others as a place to work. And what's important about it is that it's not about happy employees, but about effective government. So it's important, we think, for agencies to look at what employees are saying, look how they compare to other agencies. That's giving them the kind of a framework for comparison. And then, more importantly, figure out what they want to do with the results of the survey and with where they rank compared to other agencies.
All right. So is there much change from last year? I mean, it seems to be always, you know, GAO and NRC are at the top there.
There's going to be some changes. I can't reveal this as top secret stuff, but, one of the interesting and I think one of the important things about these rankings is that it's not set in stone. If you're near the bottom one year, doesn't mean you're going to stay there. If you're near the top, doesn't mean you're going to stay there either. There are things that agencies can do to influence what employees think about the organization and influence, therefore, how engaged employees are, how productive they are. And
the pay freeze takes away the money incentive. So what else, what can managers do when they can't do money?
Well, there's five things, Tom, we think that they can do. And you're right. I think we're going to see some reflection of what employees are thinking about the larger environment in terms of the pay freezes and so on. But although agencies can't do anything about that, there are at least five things that we recommend to agencies when they get their rankings. Look at the data. One, understand what's behind the data. The survey isn't going to give you all the answers. It's going to tell you some of the questions to ask. Number two, share the information with your employees, the good, the bad, and the ugly. They're sharing that information with you. You need to give them feedback on what the total picture looks like. Number three, if you've had some success in making improvements over time, celebrate that success. And if there are concerns being expressed, share with agencies the plans for addressing those concerns. Number four, do some action planning. And it doesn't you have top management, middle management, they don't have to come up with all the answers. It really works, I think, quite well to involve employees, involve your employee representatives, involve line employees, in figuring out what they can do to make it a better, more effective organization. That's what motivates folks, is they think they're doing something meaningful and they're making progress. That helps a lot. And number five, follow through. Let folks know you're going to be addressing their concerns. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to track it. And as I said, the bottom line here is that satisfaction, employee engagement, not set in stone. There are things agencies can do to influence it for the better. And certainly there's some challenges coming up down the road that will make this even more challenging.
We're talking with John Palguta, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. So what is the list based upon, the types of questions, and how many responses did you get?
Well, this is the largest survey response ever. As I said, OPM does the basic survey, and they had 266,000 employees respond to the survey. That's huge. We have now 140 subcomponents in the rankings, or I take it back, we have 240 agency subcomponents. We have 33 large agencies, 34 small agencies. It's a huge array of data, and we've got information on executive branch agencies, even some legislative branch agencies like the Government Accountability Office. There are a lot of information out there.